Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for The Bible Recap. If you've ever closed your Bible and thought, "What did I just read?" The Bible Recap is for you. And the good news is, you are not alone. Lots of people struggle in their relationship with Scripture. Most people who struggle try to stick to the Psalms and Proverbs because at least those make sense to them. Or maybe they flip around in their Bible and try to find something relatable, but then they hit something confusing or off-putting, and they can't seem to make sense of how it all fits together. Maybe they decide to start a Bible reading plan, usually at the beginning of the year when they're working on New Year's resolutions. They launch out with ambition and zeal on January 1st, but they begin to lose interest in a few weeks, and by mid-February, they've fallen off the wagon altogether. This was me too. It was like, okay, I've read through Genesis 8 times, but nothing beyond that. Can you relate? Are you also on track to being a Genesis scholar right along with me? Or maybe you've never even ventured into the Old Testament at all because you're only comfortable with Scripture after Jesus shows up on the scene. Maybe you didn't know he's actually throughout the whole Old Testament as well. Foreshadowing. Some people are so perplexed by Scripture that they just leave their Bible on the shelf and use a daily devotional instead. They figure, obviously I'm not capable of hearing from God firsthand, so I'll just hear from him secondhand. And don't get me wrong, some devotionals are great. I love some of the stuff by Spurgeon and Chambers, but a lot of the stuff we're consuming today is self-focused or fluffy, bordering on self-help. It's like Tony Robbins wearing a prayer shawl. Maybe you've tried it all, and you wonder if you'll ever love reading the actual Bible, or if you'll always just feel intimidated by it. Are you tired of losing steam after 6 weeks? Or maybe you've never tried to read through the Bible because you aren't quite sure if God is even real, or which religion is right if he is real. But at least you're curious and proactive enough to try to take a step toward getting some information, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And I'm glad you're here. You're not alone either. This is a place where you can ask your questions without fear of being shamed. Regardless where you're coming from, the Bible Recap is here to help. So let me tell you who we are and how we'll help. I'm also using the royal we because it's mostly just me, Tara Lee Cobble. You can call me Tara Lee, or even TLC, since those are my initials, and I'll be here with you every day once we start this Bible reading plan on January 1st. Here's how it works. Imagine yourself sitting down each morning with a friend who has read through the Bible several times. Also, imagine this friend is invisible and lives in your phone. That's me! You'll spend about 12 minutes each day reading that day's verses in the Bible. Then you'll open up your podcast app, and we'll have a 5-minute conversation about what we both just read. I'll point out the things that I've learned about that particular passage on that particular day, but also through years of reading it. It's that simple. That's what we'll do together. If I've done the math right, this trip that you and I take through the Bible together will be my 10th time doing this particular reading plan. And in our next episode, I'll tell you more about how I learned to love reading the Bible, because I didn't always. It took me a long time. So be sure you subscribe today, because I have a feeling that a lot of you are going to be able to relate to my story. Since this isn't my first Genesis to Revelation rodeo, I'll be able to speak from the vantage point of the whole meta-narrative, so you can begin to see how it all fits together and understand why things happen the way they do. Not that there won't be mystery involved, God can definitely be super mysterious when he wants to, but overall, I truly think this tool will be helpful to you in not just reading Scripture, but loving reading Scripture, because you will finally understand it. In case you can't tell, I'm not exactly an academic. I did not go to seminary, and I'll only occasionally mention what the original Hebrew might mean, and even then, chances are I'm going to mispronounce it. Overall, my approach in these recaps will be less like a Bible commentary that's scholarly, and more like an overview and highlights reel rolled into one. What that means is I'm less inclined to tell you about archaeological details, and more inclined to point out the character of God as revealed in that day's reading. I want to help you learn how to find and see and know God and his character more than anything else. I don't care if you ever know what year the temple was built and destroyed and rebuilt and redestroyed. Those are great details to be aware of, but they will never serve you like the personal knowledge of God. They will never bring you joy or sustain you in trials. They will never draw you in to spend more time with God out of sheer joy and delight. So each day, I'll be aiming to point out what we learned about who God is, as well as summarizing the overarching storyline so we can keep pace with the meta-narrative. Now, just a bit about the plan we'll be doing together. We'll be reading the 1-year chronological plan designed by Blue Letter Bible, which is available on the Bible app by Life Church. It's also known as the YouVersion app. And I know that's a lot of information. I don't expect you to remember that. Plus, you're probably driving. So the next time you're parked, just check out the show notes for a link where you can download the Bible app, as well as a link directly to the plan we'll use. So you don't even have to search for it. Just swipe up and see the show notes. It's all there. It's all free. I love this plan that we're doing together, the chronological plan, because unlike the front-to-back plan or the plans that have you read a little Old Testament and a little New Testament each day, the chronological plan takes you through the story of Scripture as it happened. Our Bibles aren't laid out in that order, so this plan will occasionally have you flipping back and forth a bit, but you don't need to buy a chronological Bible in order to do this. The app will tell you each day what we'll read, and you can either read it on the app, you can have the app read it to you, which takes about 12 minutes on average, or you can open your regular print Bible and read it there. That's what I do. In the Bible I'm using, most days' readings are only about 3 pages long. By the way, you can read any version of Scripture you'd like. I happen to use the ESV, the English Standard Version, so that's the version I'll be referencing each day. I also want to say a bit about Bible translations, because I know that can be confusing. There are lots of Bible translations, and it seems like everybody has a favorite. Some people prefer readability, others prefer precision. I think the ESV has a great mix of both. Now, it's not necessarily the most readable translation, but I've chosen it instead of other translations that are slightly easier to read because it is a word-for-word translation. I bought it when I first started reading through Scripture because I figure if I'm going to invest a year of my time reading the Bible, I want to get as close as possible to the original ideas God wanted to communicate with me. The options that are sometimes slightly easier to process, like the New Living Translation or the New International Version, are great, but they are often phrase-for-phrase translations, not word-for-word, like the ESV. And some versions, like the Message, for instance, are best read as commentaries because they're more of a retelling than a translation. Feel free to use whatever version you'd like or change it up. One of the great things about the Bible app is that you can test out all kinds of different versions for free. Then, once you find the one you want to use, I recommend getting a print Bible in that translation. I know this is the digital age, but when it comes to Scripture, having a tangible Bible can often serve as a reminder to read it. You're less likely to forget the Bible exists if it's sitting on your dining room table instead of buried in a folder on the third page of your phone. Each day, you'll open the Bible app to see what we're reading, then you'll open your Bible and read those chapters. When you're done, you'll open your podcast app and listen to the Bible recap, where I'll talk to you about what you just read. I'll aim to keep the episodes about 5 minutes long, but I can't make any promises. Like, sometimes I get really excited about what I'm reading and it's hard to shut me up. But on the days that I've managed to keep it at 5 minutes, both your Bible reading and my Bible recapping will take most readers around 20 minutes a day. That's only about 1% of your day, and it will change everything. Here's what I'm picturing for you this year. Picture yourself being drawn to God and His character instead of feeling alienated by the God of the Old Testament. Picture understanding His motives behind His actions instead of feeling confused or even frustrated by what He does. Picture yourself actually hearing from God in His Word directly and feeling closer and more intimate with Him than you ever have before just because you've committed to spending the first 20 minutes of your day with Him. If all you gain from this is one new insight about God, that one new insight might legitimately change the rest of your life and your relationship with Him. I believe this is your year. I believe this is the year you read through the whole Bible and your relationship with God grows in joy and delight. I believe this is the year you gain freedom in areas where you've struggled as a result of delighting in God more. And I believe this is the year you learn to hear from God firsthand by reading His Word instead of feeling confused or disengaged or only hearing from Him secondhand. Let's do it, Bible readers. Click subscribe to this podcast today. We're going to have 6 prep episodes to get you ready before we launch our Bible reading plan together daily on January 1st, 2019. And between now and then, we have some exciting giveaways for you, so be sure you subscribe and listen. And since the internet is forever, you may be listening to this months or even years in the future, but don't worry, you didn't miss the boat. It's still the perfect time for you to start reading God's Word. Don't wait. Jump in now, because I promise you, He's where the joy is. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week. If you're looking for a group of people to study the Bible with in person, find or start a D group near you by visiting mydgroup.org. That's mydgroup.org.